main thing is people under the age of their early 20s who have not had any vaccine or only had one vaccine. So we're talking about the children who should be getting the normal preschool vaccines and the infant vaccines, they should get it. Anybody of any age up to the early 20s who's missed out should be getting it. And then also healthcare workers, because obviously they're at a higher risk in terms of if they're dealing with the person and they're not vaccinated, or also they could, if they get the infection, they could pass it to other patients and other staff. So we don't want that. So it's a wide group. And in the Northwest, unfortunately, we're down to the low 80s for people being vaccinated. So we have between 15 to 18% of the general population who are have no MMR vaccine and are susceptible to measles. And measles can be a serious infection. People can end up dying, as unfortunately we saw a number of weeks ago in the Midlands. They can end up with serious neurological consequences, and they can get pneumonias and end up in ICU, etc. So we don't want that. It's a very, very infectious condition. Anybody who's had substantial contact, and I mean sort of 15 minutes contact with them, someone who has it, they will get it. And as I said, it's easily preventable by getting the MMR vaccine, which is one of the safest vaccines we have and one of the most effective vaccines we have. Two doses gives 99% lifelong protection. So you can't ask for any better than that.
In terms of the rollout of the catch-up program, how do people avail of it if someone is in their early 20s or parents who have children in their teens and they want to send them in? How can they go about getting this special vaccination?
They can get it from their GP. So the under fives, and under can get it from their GP. And then there's a range of clinics being set up around the Northwest. You go onto the HSE website and look up the clinics. You'll see that I think this week in between Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim and West Cavan, there's about 110 clinics available this week. Now, some of the clinics are maybe morning or just morning or just afternoon, but they are there and they will be repeated over the next 6 weeks. You can book online and go in and, like the COVID vaccine system, go in and get the vaccine. So access is very, very easy.
In terms of people who might be older, people in their late 20s, even into the 30s, 40s and beyond, who aren't healthcare workers and may believe they haven't had any vaccination over the course of their lives, is there anything that can be done for them?
Well, they can have a quick chat with the GP and see, and they might have a risk factor that might make it appropriate. If they're living with someone who's vulnerable, etc., that would make them vulnerable to spreading the infection to other people. So it would be worthwhile them getting the vaccine. But it's interesting that the vast majority of suspect cases that are not turning out, thankfully, not to be measles that we're seeing around the country, they're people who have not been vaccinated. If they were vaccinated, the GPs, the hospitals would be saying, it's not measles, that rash or whatever, the temperature, go away in a nice sort of way. So we have a very vulnerable population. If the virus gets into the Northwest, we will have a significant number of cases and we will have people hospitalised and getting seriously ill. So get the vaccine. More information, much more detailed information available on the HSE website as well, and not just the opportunities to book a clinic appointment.